Welcome to The B-Word, produced here in the studios at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm Carol Olson, your host, and today I have Brad Perry here to talk about the men's role in relation to the Women's March and some of the activism around women's issues that are arising here in the United States. So welcome, Brad. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you think, you know, looking, I know you missed the march, but looking at how that march happened, what do you think are some of the more salient issues that are happening, that are bringing people together? And what do you think men's role is in some of these issues now?
There's really two main things that I think men can do to support the cause and the causes associated with a women's march. One, they can listen to other perspectives that are not necessarily what their experience has been, and listen in a way that gives it equal weight, because everybody is a product of their own experience, of their own privilege or lack thereof. And I think that you become a much more patient and well-rounded and aware human being when you actually realize what your blind spots are, and realize that you're never going to be perfect, that you're always going to, you know, have blind spots, all of us, no matter what our background. But that especially those of us who came from privileged background, we owe it to the people who did not to hear what their lives have been like, because that isn't typically portrayed. The folks who have the power don't always want to hear about that. It's something that's it's a downer, or it's something that makes, I think, a lot of people uncomfortable who have means or who have privilege, because it forces us to face the fact that we do have that. So I think one thing that men can do is listen to women's experiences, people who are, you know, non-gender binaries experiences, and realize that it doesn't have to be one size fits all. There's going to be a range of experiences. And so you start to understand where maybe some of the commonalities are, and where some of the diversity is, and understand how you can connect that in a way is important to your own life as the way you were raised, rather than pushing it off and saying, well, that's not my experience, so it must not be true, which is what I see a lot of folks on the right doing, men and women. So just because it's not your experience, just because you haven't personally experienced it, does not mean that it's invalid. And I think those of us who want to be good allies, we should be working hard at that. The other way I think men can be allies is pretty simple, and it's have conversations, especially with other men who are struggling.
That's our ally to be there, folks, yeah. Listening to the
that's
show.
That's my son, Oliver. Oliver, you want to say hi? No, you just want to make funny sounds. I think the other way men can be allies is to simply have conversations with other men who are struggling to get it. Not necessarily, you know, coming at it from I'm just going to come at you both barrels blazing arguing. Although, hey, there's a place for that too. When there's someone, especially another man, who it seems like they're open to a conversation, have that. It is completely unfair that there are some male-identified folks who the same exact thing could have been told to them 20 times by a female-identified or a non-binary person, but they're not going to hear it because they think, like, oh, this person doesn't, you know, this person has a vested interest, or this person, you know, doesn't know, you know, my side of it, so why should I listen? So it's important that men are having those conversations with other men just for the sheer practical end of it. And that's not necessarily always a popular opinion, I think, what I'm saying there. But having done a lot of work in male communities around this issue, I can tell you it's real.
Well, thank you. And thanks for coming on The V-Word.
Sure. Appreciate thanks it. For having me.
So hopefully you'll be back.
Want to say goodbye,
so
Oliver?
Bye.
Bye. The V-Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM and produced by Carol Olson. For more episodes or to hear the full show, please go to thevword.org. For more information on independent radio, to learn, donate, or volunteer, please go to wrir.org.